Our series is Let's Pray, man. Again, one of those most important foundational things we do as a believer. And I hope nobody's saying, oh man, you know, this is just too basic. This, you know, I heard about this, you know, 20 years ago when I became a Christian. Well, I'm glad you did back then, but guess what? Just like a foundation is always there holding up the building, prayer is one of those foundational things that we'll always need. We've talked about it's just like drinking water that you can't live too long without doing. So we need from time to time to be able to kind of like you take your car in for a tune-up. You know, we need to be able to look at this. Again, it's new for some people, for the others of us. Man, this is kind of a refresher and a challenge saying, wow, am I just kind of floating along or do I need to be challenged more about my prayer life? So what did we start with? We started with pray alone. What does it look like to have a prayer life that's just you and God? And again, for some people, the time here together on a Sunday morning might be the only time you pray. And if that's the case, that's a good place to start. But there's so much more that God has for you in a prayer relationship with God. So pray alone. We started talking about that. Then the next week looked at what is it to pray together? What does that look like? Why would God have us do that? And then we talked about praying in faith, about how God says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. And prayer is all about trusting God, depending on Him. And we talked about praying continually. That was last week. Man, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That's God's will for you and me. In Christ Jesus. Wow. Wow. So pray continually. We talked about what that could and should look like in the believer's life. The last one right here. Boom. Lower right. Let's pray. Pray at Warehouse. What does it look like here? What should it look like for Warehouse Church to be a local church where prayer is important? And I'll venture to hopefully humbly say that I think that it looks a lot like what we already see. I think that in the makeup of a local church and a local church in the city and adding that with what God's doing at other local churches and stuff, and it kind of all adds together in that puzzle, in that mosaic of the body of Christ in Aurora, Illinois. Prayer is pretty important here. Hopefully it is in every church, you know, but I think there's a real heart for prayer that God's been developing here at Warehouse. And again, it's kind of the adding together of the praying by yourself and praying as a group, praying together. But I just wanted to kind of look at that a little bit and then do a few minutes of a lab where it's not just Randy up here blah, 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 talking all the time, but it's us kind of doing the real deal here together, which may be a new experience for some here. That's the cool thing about the group gathering, especially on the first day of the week, the day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead. That's why we, you know, every day is a good day to worship God, but the first day of the week, man, that's the day Jesus rose from the dead. That's why believers have always held that as kind of special here. A little bit of a review here. Our definition of prayer, again, really foundational stuff. Prayer is communication with God. Okay, what are the two parts before you see them here? Anybody? Oh, I got to preach this whole series over again? I wouldn't mind that, actually. Actually, I would love to. It's here we go. It's both speaking. That's kind of us sharing our heart, minds, thoughts, soul with God. He already knows it. But then listening to Him. We talked about hearing from God in His Word. That's something that's solid, that's stable, that's not going to change according to the whims of our culture or society, man. If God says it, there it's truth in that. And I believe He's revealed Himself in a way that we can understand. That's clear enough for us to follow Him. So God, you know, we need to listen for God to speak to us. So we're listening both for God's direction in His Word and then through the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus speaks through the Holy Spirit, and that's, you know, the Holy Spirit indwells us, and we hear the voice of Jesus through that. We've, you know, been reminded in John's Gospel. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. I speak. My sheep hear my voice. They recognize my voice, and I'll lead them out. He'll say, hey, you guys, you sheep over there, come over here, and he'll lead us into green pasture when that last pasture is worn out. That's the cool thing about Jesus. It's not meant to be static or boring or doing the same rote repetition over and over and over again to where it's just the same. You know, where it's cool and exciting for a little while, but after a while it's just the same. No, it's dynamic. That means it's changing. It's up, it's down, it's in and out, it's here, it's there. And that's what's cool. And again, sometimes they're in this broken, fallen world. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not a lot of fun. But regardless, it's good because God promises to walk with us. So communication with God, both us speaking to Him and us listening there. The mystery of prayer. You know, again, we've talked about this. It's real, 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 real important to have this in our understandings here, that we are not telling God anything that He does not know. Because often we think we are, you know, especially when we're praying through lists of stuff, which isn't wrong either. But if that's all there is, man, and then you're being shortchanged by yourself. So we're not informing a God of anything that He doesn't already know. He's all-knowing, omniscient, and He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. So He could do all this stuff Himself. You know, He could heal Ryan now. He doesn't need us to pray about that. But why does God call us to do that? I think the biggest reason is relationship. God has called us into a friendship with Him and with others. And we go deep with each other when we have shared common experiences. And again, the fun times are important, but sometimes the deeper bonding times are those tough times that we walk through together. And when we're calling on God, doing the most important thing we can do together, when we're doing that, there's just a bond of relationship that happens that is really, really important. But we're not telling God anything He doesn't know, but He includes us in His work because He loves us here. And it's important to know that when we pray, again, this is another one of God's reasons, our hearts and minds and lives are changed. I don't know about you, but I need to be changed every day a little bit more to be like Jesus. Again, not just staying in the same place. So one of the things that God does is change us when we pray. So again, you look at the flip side of that. If you're not praying, you're not spending time with the Lord either alone or with others in prayer, maybe you're not growing. Maybe you're not being changed more into more of looking like Jesus. Again, no condemnation or guilt for me here, but I'm just saying, you know, examine and ask God to help you. Examine your own heart and your own prayer life and your participation with others in prayer. Again, not for a big guilt trip, but to say, wow, maybe it could be better. Maybe it should be better. So, if we want to impact the world with God's love, we need to have a living, vital, vibrant relationship with God. We've said this each week because it's important. You know, we're called. Our mission is to know God and to make Him known, to go into all the world and bring this message of God's love and forgiveness and gift of eternal life. But, unless we know God in a real, alive, vibrant way, it's just going to be a drag doing that. And we're really not going to be doing that for long anyway, if that's where we're at. But, man, if you are in direct connection with God, you are doing your best as He empowers and connects with you in return when you're committed to prayer, He'll show up. He is ever faithful to show up. And I've said this to some of you guys. I've never, you know, probably 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I never would have guessed that one of my things really important to me would be prayer. But I've kind of owned up to that lately. And really started falling in love with this opportunity that we have to connect with God in real relationship, not just as some dead ritual. Ritual is good when there's meaning and understanding and connection in it. That's our review here for today. So hopefully you guys, some of this stuff has really sunk in. Hopefully it's been a kind of kick in the pants for any who have needed it to say, well, yeah, my prayer life, if I ever had one before, it was, you know, it needs to be better. And so, man, I want to encourage that with all of us. And again, just like our timeline here on making disciples, being, you know, just nudged more towards who Jesus is and the fullness of walking with Him. So hopefully about prayer, each of us this month have been moved a little farther to the Lord in that. So for just a few moments here, I want us to pray. And right now, we're just going to do this just ourselves. We're not isolated. We're not in our own bedrooms or bathrooms or prayer rooms or closets or anything like that. You're in your own seat. And so what we're going to do is just, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes and we're just going to pray. Some of these will be prayers of commitment, just petitions. But this is kind of what we're reminding ourselves about praying alone here. So we're going to cap this month off by asking for God's help. Lord, thank You that You do meet us in the quiet place, Lord Jesus. We know that while You walk this earth, that You often got up early or You went into some remote place during the day or even late at night, Lord. You would pray all night at some important times, but it was just You and God the Father. So, Lord, with each of us here in this room, no matter whether some of here have known You for decades, and others, like today, might be the first day they're starting to think about who You are, Lord, and walking with You. Whatever the case is, Lord, would You take each of us and help us to really starting this week, maybe right now, Lord, to be able to go deeper in our prayer life and our prayer alone with You. Lord, kind of where the rubber meets the road, where it really happens or not, Lord. So thank You for Your mercy that You don't judge us or you're not having us punch a time clock about prayer or anything else, Lord. You just want our hearts and You want us to know You and to be with You, Lord. So I pray for each guy, every gal, every child here at Warehouse and guests that are with us here today, Lord, friends, that You would help prayer to be a big deal in my life and others, Lord. And that Jesus, You would show up in an undeniable way, not just once, Lord, but dynamically, Lord. We know that we need You, and we confess that need of You, Lord. So we pray for growth in each of us, Lord, in my own prayer life, as that is priority, Lord. We would ask, too, Lord, that You would give us time to listen to Your Word, Lord. Thank You that You've been revealed in Scripture, Lord, that we can know You through what You've caused others to write about You, Lord, and You take that written word and you breathe life through it and in it, Lord. So would You draw us, Lord, to be able to open up that Bible that's sat on the shelf or the coffee table or wherever it's at, Lord, and again, not in a guilt-driven way, but in a life-giving way, Lord, that You would help each of us individually to know You better by hearing Your word, to listen to You through how You will reveal Yourself, Lord, not just way back when You caused somebody to write whatever letter it was or book of the Bible that it is, Lord, but how You would speak even now through any of that and all of that to us, Lord. And Lord, give each of us alone, individually, the ability to hear You, Holy Spirit, to hear the voice of Jesus, to be able to nudge us, or maybe even more directly than that, Lord, to be able to give us firm guidance, Lord, but that we would have that inner sense that, man, this is what God wants from me and with me and for me. Even if it's a challenge, even if it's not easy, Lord, help us each to do that. So, Lord, we just take a moment quietly and in silence, Lord, to invite You to cause us, draw us to be people of deeper prayer alone, Lord. Again, I don't ever want to manipulate or force you to socially to do anything you don't want to do. But if you'd like to, I'd just invite you right where you sit. It doesn't have to be real high or anything, but just open your hands up, palms upward to the Lord, just in a posture there of receptivity, and just say, Lord, here I am. Would You help me to grow my prayer life, Lord? Would You help me to know You better? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you can kind of look up here again. And this is the one that's going to be a bit of a challenge. And this is not new to Warehouse. We've done this for certain Sundays for 26 years now. But if you're kind of newer here, new today for the first time, kind of, man, a love for you to as our guests here, to be able to, you know, for these few minutes, participate if you'd like, if not, just to be able to be here with us. But in just a minute, I'm going to ask us to gather, just, you know, these chairs come apart, man, and just to be able to circle the chairs in groups of three or four or no more than five. You know, this comes easy for me to do. I'm fairly much an extrovert. Some of you guys are big-time introverts, and I honor that and respect that, okay? But still, I want to call all of us to greater growth in the Lord. And no matter where you're at on that scale, you know, we this is a time for all of us. And if you would rather not say anything out loud, that you are more than welcome to do just that. You know, again, no guilt, condemnation, any of that. But for a few minutes, in just a minute, I invite you to, we'll have us three, four, or five. Please no more than five. This isn't brain surgery. It's not hard to figure out. We can all count to five. But again, it's if it's just you and your family, and that would be your three, four, or five, just want to invite you to be able to kind of maybe even split up and get at least somebody in your group that's not part of your nuclear family, if that makes sense. That just kind of brings more of the vibe of the family of God in here. Again, we're not here to break up families, but we're here to kind of multiply, the awesomeness of praying with people that you don't know. And I'll lead us in just a couple of categories. There's a good humility, humbling that happens through doing this. So, okay, ready? Go. Get in a group of three or four or five. And all right, just do it. Just do it. Do it. This is all about prayer together. Find out each other's names, first name, if you don't know that. Find it. Listen up. This will be kind of rapid fire. What we're going to do is I'll give you a prayer topic, and just for about a minute, which goes by pretty fast, one of you guys just go ahead and pray. If it happens to be 15 seconds, somebody else, why don't you keep that in mind? About 15, maybe 20 second prayer, somebody else jump in, and then somebody else, and then I'll kind of lead us into the next minute or so. Does that make sense? Again, this is not time to be shy. We don't want one extrovert being the prayer hog here. Okay? Don't do that. Here we go. All right. Okay, let's be praying in that group. You're praying for the people in that group to grow in their prayer ability to pray together. Go. Two or three of you. 20 seconds each. The ability to pray together. Help us. Vertical. We're praying to God here. So Lord, would you help us to grow in our ability and even our desire to pray with other people, whether it's on a Sunday or somebody we meet on the street and we feel we should pray, or whatever it is, Lord, that you would guide us and help us to grow in our prayer together. Okay, the next thing we're going to pray about, just kind of like you did right there, is for God's continuing provision, forgiveness, guidance, protection, those things then in the Lord's Prayer, for our daily bread, for forgiving others their sins, for God's forgiveness for us. Guidance, protection. Just go ahead and pray that for people in the group. Just go ahead, somebody jump right in. 20-second prayers, go for it. Yeah, Lord, thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Constantly you are good. You are blessing our lives, Lord. And just help us to understand that and to call on you every day as you invite us to, Lord. So, yeah. This is our last one here together. Now, this is one where you can kind of just pray for others in the circle. Just go ahead and ask for God's blessing on every area of their life, if you would. Just kind of a general blessing of God's presence in their lives. Just go ahead. A few of you. You can pray for the group. Go ahead. And now, why don't we just transition to just prayers of praise, just short prayers about who God is, His awesomeness, His glory, His power, His holiness. Just go ahead and say, Lord, you are. Let's have Lord, you are prayers. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are everything I need. Lord, you are. Yeah. So, Lord, together we say that you are beautiful. You are perfect. You are holy. You are good. You are righteous. You are kind. You are benevolent. You are merciful. You are patient and long-suffering, Lord. You are the giver of all good things. Jesus, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord. You are the Ancient of Days, Lord. You are the Rose of Sharon, Lord. You are the beautiful one, Lord. And we exalt you together this morning, this afternoon, Lord. And we say that you are good. Lord, thank you for this gathering we've had here this morning. Thank you for every single person who's here, Lord. And we believe that's by your goodness and your plan, Lord. So may your work happen in each of our lives, Lord, as we give to you and the offerings. Lord, may you take that and break that and multiply it for the use of your kingdom, that many could know you, Lord. Father, we commit our lives to you for this next week up ahead of us, till by your goodness we meet together again, Lord. And we commit ourselves fully to you, Lord. So just, Lord, with your other disciples, we pray, Lord, continue to teach us to pray, Lord. And we say thanks for it all. In Jesus' name we ask, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen.